Bonjour et merci beaucoup d'avoir choisi d'écouter ce podcast, ça me fait vraiment chaud au cœur. On en est maintenant à 200 épisodes, c'est vrai que ça va assez vite à raison de 5 épisodes par semaine. Je voulais juste vous faire cette petite annonce pour vous éviter d'avoir à attendre d'arriver aux derniers épisodes pour l'entendre. C'est juste pour vous dire que pour tous ceux qui ont déjà écouté tous les podcasts et qui voulaient un petit peu continuer sur leur lancée, j'ai créé un groupe Facebook du même nom, j'améliore mon anglais. Et donc si ça vous tente, je vous invite à le rejoindre. On y pratique l'anglais, on pose des questions, je donne des petits défis pour encourager à donner son opinion, faire des échanges, etc. Si ça vous tente, allez faire un petit tour sur Facebook, trouvez le groupe qui s'appelle J'améliore mon anglais avec Séverine Domise et vous pouvez demander à le rejoindre. J'aurai grand plaisir à vous y recevoir. Je vous laisse avec l'épisode d'aujourd'hui. Merci! Hello and welcome to this new episode of J'améliore mon anglais, a podcast series from langonaut.com. My name is Séverine Domise, and today, well, do you remember that recently I took you to the planet Mars? Well, this time we're going way, way further than Mars. Indeed, we're going way further, but we're staying in our galaxy. Today's article's title is Scientists Discover Earth-like Planet. It's dated 2006 and it comes from Wikinews as usual. So if you want to see, if you want to read the whole article, and maybe if you're interested in planets and things like that, because it's dated 2006, there might be more information to follow on this news and this discovery if you go on Wikinews and you follow all the different links. I'll give you a little bit of vocabulary to prepare for it. The article itself is not very long, but in the beginning, we have a lot of numbers. So I encourage you to pay attention to this very first sentence and see if you can put all the details in order. But first, a little bit of vocabulary. Earth-like planet. It's a planet which has similarities with our planet, Earth. So we say Earth-like planet. Close to means near. The Milky Way, maybe you know it. Well, it's also a chocolate, but the Milky Way is the galaxy that includes our planet. We can see it at night in the sky when it's a clear sky. Unlikely means it's not probable. Unlikely means with only a very small chance to happen. 5.5 times something. It means something multiplied by 5.5. 5.5 times more, for example. The core, it's the center of something. Core, C-O-R-E, the core. And we start with the first reading. Slow one, but really pay attention to this first sentence. Scientists discover Earth-like planet. An international group of 73 scientists using 4 projects from 32 institutions in 12 countries have discovered the smallest Earth-like planet yet. The new planet is about 25,000 light years away and is close to the center of the Milky Way. The discovery was announced in the journal Nature. The journal also states the planet was found using a method called gravitational microlensing, which detects small planets with a mass like that of Earth. However, scientists say that the cold temperatures on the planet make the chance of finding any life on it unlikely. Scientists say the new planet, which is about 5.5 times the mass of Earth,
could either have a rocky core and a thin atmosphere, or be a small ice gas world like Neptune. But in either case, its very large orbit and cooler parent star makes it a very cold world. So this is the story of this discovery of a planet, which is, it sounds like ours, but when they describe it, it really doesn't seem like our planet. If it's only gas and ice, it's quite different from planet Earth. Anyway, that's what scientists say. So before we move on to the second part, I have a few things to tell you. Well, first of all, if you like this podcast, please do share it. Please talk about it around you. But also, in the text, we have this part of a sentence. We compare the mass of other planets with the mass of planet Earth. The sentence is, so it's a method which detects small planets with a mass like that of Earth. So it's this like that of Earth that I want you to pay attention to. This, that, like that of Earth, that describes the mass. So they detect small planets with a mass like the mass of Earth. But just to avoid repeating, we change the second mass with that. Detects small planet with a mass like that of Earth. That's all about this article, but also before we move on to the second part, I want to talk to you about two applications that you could have on your smartphone. They have been developed by Cambridge English to help usually students and teenagers, but you might find them useful. They are designed to prepare for a B1 to B2 level. So sort of independent speaker, but not advanced speaker. That's too easy for advanced speaker. So those two applications, I have written an article about them. So if you go on longonaut.com, you look for, maybe if you search Cambridge in the search bar, you will find it. Otherwise, it's in the category of anglais. And that's where you will find two applications that can help you. Now, with all this information, let's move on to the second part. I give you the vocabulary reading question as usual. Earth-like planet. It's a planet which has similarities with our planet, Earth. Close to means near. The Milky Way, it's the galaxy that includes our planet. Unlikely means not probable, with only a very small chance to happen. 5.5 times, that's like saying multiplied by 5.5. The core, it's the center of something. Scientists discover Earth-like planet. An international group of 73 scientists using 4 projects from 32 institutions in 12 countries have discovered the smallest Earth-like planet yet. The new planet is about 25,000 light years away and is close to the center of the Milky Way. The discovery was announced in the journal Nature. The journal also states the planet was found using a method called gravitational microlensing, which detects small planets with a mass like that of Earth. However, scientists say that the cold temperatures on the planet make the chance of finding any life on it unlikely. Scientists say the new planet, which is about 5.5 times the mass of Earth, could either have a rocky core and a thin atmosphere, or be a small ice gas world like Neptune. But in either case, its very large orbit and cooler parent star makes it a very cold world. Now here is my question to you. Do you think that there are other forms of life in the universe. Why? That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time.